sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're taller.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mama. What?
One cup.
Wow.
I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome back to Hashtag Actors Life, the official season 2 launch. This is a very special launch of the season because we're actually live for the very first time. This is a live recording. So,
thanks, hello guys. Thank you.
Hello, audience.
Just calm down. Don't touch me.
Thank you all very much. Special shout out to the guys watching live on the social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram.
Hello.
Hi there.
Waving.
And hello to you guys listening to the live recorded version on your favorite podcatcher. Now, as always, I'm your host with the most, Jesse, the J component of the JMC Budget B&B. To my left is...
The host with the least, Martin, over here.
He said it, so we don't have to.
I don't know if I'm much in the group.
And I'm Chris. I'll leave it at that.
Just the other guy.
I'm the white guy. I'm the guy that's going to get us out of trouble if the cops come.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Talk to
that guy. Talk to me. I'm the talking
voice. He's the one getting us into trouble to start with. Well, actually, it's probably more so you.
Yeah, right? You get us into trouble, I'll get us out. Yeah.
But anyway. Together we get shit done.
We do.
Like Bob the Builder.
We do. But once again, thank you for coming back to Hashtag Actors Life on your favourite method of consumption to do with this podcast. It's a very uncertain time in the world at the moment. I'm just going to address the elephant.
That is the elephant. Definitely. Yeah. We're doing at a time now where people are doing things they're not normally doing.
No.
Coronavirus is running rampant around the world. Are we allowed to say the C word? Is people trying
well,
to say that?
Well, it's too late now.
Yeah, look.
I said it.
You'll
I
get
said
one,
it.
One C.
What?
And you've already used once. I think in terms of this whole positive spin of things, let's just try not to use the word, that word.
Yeah.
Because we hear it everywhere. You hear it.
That's true.
It is.
In the news. In the newspapers. Someone, you walk past someone.
Turn on the TV.
Yeah,
it's there.
You turn
on your phone. It's there. You talk to people on the street. It's there.
And
so,
we get it. It's around.
We get it. If you want information on it, you can easily get information on it. All you have to do is, like I said, literally just talk to anyone at the moment because there's information going around everywhere.
And everyone's a doctor these
so,
days.
Exactly.
You know what you should do, right?
Yeah.
You should do this. Like, well.
Yeah. Listen to the medical experts, maybe. But look, we're here to entertain you guys. We're here to keep things positive because that's what we're all about, you know? So we want to help entertain you guys. Some of you guys might be in quarantine at the moment. Some of you might not be. Either way, we want to entertain you guys. That's our priority here. So we want to put a positive spin on things. Take your mind off all that negativity in the world if we can.
100%.
So in order to do that, we thought it would be cool if maybe today we talked a bit about all the positives that are actually coming out of this pandemic. I mean, like you said, there's a lot of negative that you see, but there is a hell of a lot of positive. And I think focusing on that is honestly what ultimately is going to help get us through all of this. There is so much positivity I'm finding. Like, there's like, you know, at first you just hear like one or two stories and you're like, oh, that's a cool kind of like silver lining. But if you really look like deep into it, you find all this cool stuff and you start to think like, maybe this is actually the world... like resetting, you know.
That's
cool
what
one,
I
you
think
know what I mean?
Too.
Yeah, like it's a cool reset by nature. It's also a cool just reset in our system as well because we get to see how our social system. We get to see certain flaws.
Sadly,
absolutely.
So it shakes it up. Yeah,
I'm just thinking a bit like my nerdy side's coming in. I'm just thinking, is Thanos behind all this? Did he make the virus? Is he like, you
it's
know?
It's such a Thanos thing.
I'm
really,
thinking.
It's such a Thanos thing.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's a reality stone situation.
Yeah, he's
really.
Like,
yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's the dulled down Snapchat.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
We are ultimately here to spread joy and laughter.
Yeah.
And we definitely don't want to be the Debbie Downer. really uncertain times in the world and in the arts industry, but we won't speculate on that because...
we'll let the government do our speculating for
us. Yeah, they're doing a great job so far.
Anyway, so let's kick things off with the positivity stream. Right. Let's talk a bit about the first thing I saw coming out of all this that I really took good notice of and thought, fuck, this is a really cool thing that nature has done here. Is I saw the pictures in Italy. Some of you have probably seen this as well, of the Venice canals being so clear that you can not only see the bottom, but you can see fish swimming along the canals.
Yeah,
fish.
And coming along with that is the news that dolphins are actually making their way back to the shore in Venice.
Yeah.
Which, like, residents there are saying they've never seen, like, in this lifetime.
Yeah.
I was there at the start of the year just to get my own little plug-in.
Oh, were you in...
When I was in Europe.
Oh, okay.
When I was in Europe...
You should have just...
The waters were brown. Okay. You couldn't see shit. They looked disgusting. Like, it looked... Like, Venice is a beautiful place, but it actually looked filthy.
Yeah.
So to see those pictures and see how clear it is... And that's only happened in, what, like a week of Venice shutting down? Less than that, probably.
It's
almost 2 weeks.
Well, Venice itself, yeah. I also saw earlier today that China has... an all-time sort of like pollution low. Well, they're registering like the best it's been in however long.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like a bunch of others that I can rattle off the top of my brain, like the dolphins coming closer to shore from Italy as well. And
it's really cool.
Yeah,
there's stories of I don't have the exact city. My apologies, also, I don't know the exact location of this, but there's monkeys. Was it Thailand? It's all there's monkeys. There's gangs of monkeys in the streets. We were talking about this yesterday. There's two gangs of monkeys, and apparently they're at war, and they've taken over the streets of like it's either Thailand or Bali
or
something.
Who did the thing now?
Yeah, it's like a Bloods and Crips like situation. I was like, this is so cool. Finally, it's not humans shooting themselves. It's monkeys like taking on like.
Can
each
I
other.
See they're, monkeys with bandanas and like
yeah,
with knives?
They got little nines. They've
literally because humans have stepped back. The monkeys like, all right, we own the city now. This is Planet of the Apes. This is how Planet of the Apes start.
Yeah. It's King Louis.
King Louis.
And there's towns in America as well that are saying like there's deer coming into their towns. Like they just see deer walking down the middle of the street.
The streets of Japan are having deer come through the actual like city. Apparently,
oh, dear. Right.
That's crazy when you think about like in a
you
city.
Say, oh dear. Well, he's really showing his age there, isn't he, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Dad jokes.
Sure. Well, give me a kid any day. What?
But look, I mean, it's fantastic to see. The biggest implication on me personally is sport.
There's
no sport to watch, and it's killing me inside. And by no sport, I mean there's no Premier League. And
there's still table tennis and bowling and stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's no sport.
Come on, man. The esports are still going on.
There's wrestling. We have to thank the WWE for continuing this audience-less shows,
which is very
no matter
cool.
what they are hell bent on entertaining us, just
but
as we are hell bent on entertaining
like,
you.
Who are they like? Dirty, like you know, like you know when they call each other.
Yeah, they have to play to the crowd. It's the game. Okay. So it's very interesting to see them not playing to the crowd.
Like garbage talk. Trash talk each other, there's no crowd, they're playing to the camera, obviously.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're doing it straight down the barrel.
It's weird to see. There's weird times for everything, I guess, like happening at the moment. Things are doing, like I said, things are happening that are unprecedented that we've never seen before. Speaking of table tennis, you mentioned table tennis. It just reminded me. I saw
Italia.
In Italy, there's these really cool videos coming out of Italy because everyone's in lockdown there. Of these two guys in apartments that live like 5 or 6 stories up, and they're like neighbors, but they obviously can't see each other.
Yeah.
So they stick their heads out the window to say hi to each other, and they started a game of ping pong.
Across.
Like five, six stories up, and they're just playing ping pong.
That's
and then
amazing.
One of them like drops the ball, and it's like, well, game over. Like they can't get the ball.
By the
back.
End of it, there's like a million balls.
Like, well, some poor sod sitting down the bottom, hitting on their ping pong balls or something.
But there's no one down there. There's no one down
there. That's true.
A monkey.
There's a monkey
going. It's the one from Chris's room. From his cupboard and family guy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and there's these really cool videos as well. I saw of this guy playing a piano out on his balcony.
Oh yeah.
I think I watched this with you. Yeah. And then, like, you see, like, over in the corner, like, another guy comes out on his balcony with a saxophone and joins in. And, like, another guy, across the way on his balcony comes over and he starts singing. They start, like, this whole, like, song melody thing. Like, that's cool. Like, it's, like, the world.
There was another thing.
Making music out of nothing, like...
Well, amongst the industries, the fitness industry is kind of going down as well. So, there was a video in Spain.
So many home workout videos coming out, though.
Yeah, that too. But really, is anyone really working out at home? Let's be honest.
It's nice to think.
But there's a video in Spain. There was a guy who was training someone across the room, like in the window, and that window was facing another window, and then they were just
down from the window to the wall.
Yeah, the window to the wall. Anyway, that person was copying the trainer, and that person was being followed by the other person.
That's cool.
And it was just a big churny action of people just trying to train while training each other at the same time.
That's what they should do in prisons. That's how they should operate.
They have recreational time
in prison. They literally just yell it out, and they can see each other across.
But they
the
have like time. They have to. They have specific times.
That's
actually
true as well.
No, wait. They would be in quarantine. They'll be in their
if
own
they
cells.
Are in quarantine. Yeah. That's cool though.
Do people in jail need to be in quarantine? Because they're really isolated.
Probably not, actually. I don't know. Maybe. Well, they probably cut down visits.
I was going to say, they probably reduced or cancelled visits. And like they would have limited contact with the guards, I imagine, because they're going in and out from...
That's true.
You know, the actual world itself.
It could be a breakout.
Now's the time to break
out. It could be a breakout.
Not that we're giving
you
ideas.
Did you make like a virus
If you're watching this from prison, don't break out. I don't know if you're watching this from prison. Maybe they are watching it from prison.
We have fans who are corrupt. We have corrupt fans.
Some of our friends are dodgy.
Look, a lot of our friends are actors, and they'll do dodgy shit. Yeah.
We'll do anything for money.
Now!
Feed me.
On a good note, a couple of things. If you're, I guess, in the industry, in the film industry, Equity and MEAA have done. Have you guys got the email? They're going to waive the fees for 2 months if you register.
I
thought it was they're waiving it if you've been affected by the virus.
Well,
we've all been affected in some way.
That's a good point. I should get onto that.
I'm going to say
everyone in the industry has been affected.
About that 2 months free.
Thanks. 2 months. And also, if you have a mortgage, the Reserve Bank has reduced their rate by it to 0.25%. That's really, really
good.
Now's
a great time to buy a house, guys.
So, if you've got a mortgage,
take advice from us, renters.
So, that was starting today. So, us renters, we're just basically paying for that money.
Who knows? But anyway, that's enough about the old CVID or COVID 19er. It's a bit of a fun spin on that one. Let's talk about what we've been up to in the interim. It's been like, how long has it been, guys, between season one and season two? I haven't put the number. I haven't been able to crunch the numbers.
I didn't realize we were
on a different season.
I'd rather not say.
So we've been calling it season two launch because...
It's been a long time.
Didn't realize we're doing seasons. I thought we're just doing episodes.
This is autumn.
This is season two. Yeah, this is our autumn season.
This is our autumn.
It's been a while, but we're good to be back. It's good to hear our intro again. We've all been very busy. I think that's probably part of the reason as to why we haven't had episodes come at you guys recently.
We have been.
It's because we've been busy lives.
Actually,
what we want.
Speaking of people, have you guys got any positive stories out there that we haven't even said? We'll have to probably read that.
You guys on the lives are going to have to come in real quick. We're gonna fill in that dead air while MJ scours the comments. Yeah. Like the madman is.
You're coming to your hashtag Actors Life. I can't see you. I'm sorry, my phone's flipped around. I can't see your comments.
Yeah.
I apologize. Comment anyway.
By the way, another good news.
Going to read afterwards, and I'll still get back to all of you.
JC's brother is now engaged.
Yay!
Hey!
Congratulations, Levi.
And Raniella.
He popped a big question, a couple of days ago?
Yeah. A few days ago, Sunday.
What a time to propose. We're going to die, marry me.
probably the best time, really. That's when you want to lock them in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, wedding venues are going to be cheap in the next few months, so...
That's true. Again, yeah. Positives.
Positives.
Positives. That's what we're doing.
But fuel's still expensive. Thanks for nothing.
Actually, I just got a Snapchat before from someone I work with, and she showed me fuel for 98 cents.
What?
I know. Where? I just filled up for $1.70 this afternoon. I'll ship
where,
rich when
where,
I saw it. I don't know. I've asked her. I haven't checked my phone.
Like an idiot.
I don't know. Steph, if you're watching, I don't think I got your answer.
Hey, Bella.
But tell me where that fuel is so we can all go there.
Yes.
Under a dollar. That's crazy.
Under a dollar. Again, I haven't seen that since I was a child.
Yeah, I can't remember it.
I remember when fuel hit a dollar. You probably remember when the dollars were invented, right, MJ?
Yeah, back in whatever.
Back in 1747.
He was there when the car was invented. He was still using the horses.
I do remember when it was like 75 cents.
The lowest I can recall is 65 cents. I don't know why I remember that, but I just remember it.
Wow.
Which is huge. 65 cents. I can't imagine what it would be like to fill up fuel right now at 65 cents per litre.
I remember a couple of months ago, maybe like...
It would be a good feeling.
I remember a couple of months... sorry.
No, I was going to say, I'd probably want to stick my dick in the petrol valve. Like, I'd be so happy, I'd be so aroused.
That is such a random comment.
Yeah, that's... I'm concerned...
No, no, like you wouldn't do
even,
it too.
I'm not going
to
even
like
do it
too.
No, I wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
We'll take what we can get.
anyway.
Even I have a line.
And it's cheap fuel.
did you manage to find something in the comments there, MJ? Just
no.
Before we continue through? Okay.
I won't say the number. We have limited viewers.
Yeah, good.
Well, I don't know how many we've got on that phone over there on hashtag
there's someone
life.
On the actual...
So
if
we can calculate all these together...
We have
473,000 minus 473,000...
Most people are probably going to get this, like, on a delay as well.
Yeah,
so,
there is... I did see in one of the comments...
On delay, leave a comment as well.
There is a delay on the actual Facebook feed. Facebook stream, I should say, apparently.
Oh, right. Yeah, so they're getting it after the Instagrammers?
I guess no.
Oh, coming here live, Instagram.
More time to be on Instagram.
That's interesting. You know, Instagram's owned by Facebook, but, like... How are they systems different?
I guess they're still running on different servers. I don't know.
Speaking of servers, how's the NBN going to be working with the... Everyone's working from home.
Yeah, not very well, because the Wi-Fi is terrible at the moment, which is why we're all using this on
our... We're not on the NBN, though, yet, so...
No.
We should be.
Yeah, we should be on the NBN.
But if you're working from home, how is it?
You can work from home.
How's the... Hey, everyone's staying at home. Is kids staying at home and your parents, and that's going to be nice.
Yeah, I'm looking after two kids at the moment.
I was saying to someone the other day, a part of me really wants to do a 2-week quarantine because for the last 10 years, ever since I got into this industry, we've been working, right? The three of us, like, we're hustlers, we've been working. I can't remember the last time I took 2 weeks off, like, at home to do nothing. Like, I've taken 2 weeks to go overseas on holidays. And I've been sick for a couple of days. Yeah, I went to Europe. Just recently, actually. December, January.
Anyway. Venice is a better place since you left, so that's no coincidence.
That got worse after I left with the floods.
Well, as far as the water's concerned.
Anyway.
Steph says the other count's going crazy, so we should look at that phone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So anyway, we can't see that phone. That phone is...
It's going to remain the mystery. All your comments and questions will be a mystery to us until after...
After the fact.
Yeah, but we'll comment on them all, I swear.
Oh, I have it now.
But,
yeah, if you want
to
feed it back to us, yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. So, like, I haven't had 2 weeks off. So the idea of people having taken 2 weeks off, imagine the shit you could get done in 2 weeks. That shit I've been backpiling for fucking years.
Yeah, put on the back.
I'll get to that. Like, now's a good time to do it, but I'm not in quarantine yet.
Okay.
No, well, look, let's not say quarantine. It's more self-isolation. Because quarantine would mean that you yourself would have
it.
The COVID 19er.
Steph asked, when's Mahan coming on?
that's something...
She had her hour. This is our hour.
That's something that we're going to...
Stop late with the boys.
Are you done?
So.
That's something we're going to arrange in the near future.
Oh, you mean come on the podcast? I thought you meant come on now. Ah, right. Yes, very, 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 very soon.
Okay, maybe Steve, you too, Steph. Stephen asks, what would it take for Chris to cut his hair?
A big paycheck.
A big
if you paycheck. Had Corona, that thing, right now.
If you had a Corona about,
and
with
you
were
about to die, and the cutting your hair was the only cure, would you do it?
Oh, if it was the only cure? But that's ridiculous.
But
no, they say long-haired people are more susceptible to it.
Yeah, because it covers your respiratory system.
Yeah, yeah. No, it would take a lot for me to cut my hair. People have been asking me this for years as well. The number has to be big if it's for a film. Either that or Lord of the Rings. If it's Lord of the Rings, I'll do it for free. If you're listening, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, so we need some really great like graphic artists or con artists to put together a fake...
Well, now I'm going to know. You sat in front of me. Now I'm not going to believe it if I do get cast in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
I'm never going to believe
No, you do it anyway, because what if the odd chance was that you actually
did
get
it? I'd probably take those odds.
Yeah, so we're going to make sure it happens.
We're not cutting my hair.
Watch this.
Lord of the Rings want me to keep my luscious locks anyway, so I'm not going to fall for it. No, it would take a lot of money for me to cut my hair. Enough for me to change my casting type and see me through that level. There was actually something the other day, though, where I said there's two reasons to cut my hair. And it's that, acting, and there was another reason. But I've forgotten what the other reason is now.
Okay.
Love.
We have a serious question from Stephen. Wolfie.
Wolf Doe.
Where are you at? 100 people in one place. Is it 100 people in a building or 100 people in a room?
I can confirm that from an Australian point at least. I'm not too sure about the rest of the world. It is at 100 people in like a room, like a confined space.
Wow.
Apparently the casinos have like allocated different areas so they can keep no more than 100 people together.
They probably put up those temporary walls. What do you call those?
They are, like, yeah, smart. Like some sort of petitions and things like that. So I can confirm.
Rice paper walls, not going to do anything.
It's also called segregation as well. We're back to that.
What a simpler time that was.
Yeah,
all we had to worry about was where you belonged. That's right. All we had to worry about was racial discrimination and just inequality, which was great. Now we have to be concerned about whether or not someone's going to cough on us. What a time.
Steph and Crystal asking any ideas on how to put rent on hold as well.
I've made a phone call. And
we got an email from our real estate yesterday, and I was really excited to read it because I really thought they were going to say we don't have to pay rent.
Oh!
They said the opposite. It was just a reminder of us to pay rent. It was literally, it's like, if you have it, it's like, let us know. If you're in quarantine, let us know. And it's like, and just a reminder, you still have to pay rent. I was like, oh, thanks. I know.
Yeah, look, there's a vast majority of the world who have actually taken that off. So rent and like utility bills are being null and void. So I mean, if Australia continues in the same path that it's going, I think this is mere speculation.
Someone here said they're stealing our posters, our Avengers posters.
Yeah,
Zach, you're not. You're not. Unless you get us new ones, then you can.
Anyway, I reckon it's heading in that direction. But no, look, if you want to print up some more high quality ones, that'd be great because these they look great on camera. We have photos of...
They're a bit dark in real life.
Yeah, in real life they're a little bit pixelated. But for those of you who are just listening and aren't actually watching this broadcast itself, we have posters of the 6 original Avengers from their silhouette shots and the end credits on Endgame. Oh. And it's something special.
Yeah,
it's the envy of everyone. Even people who don't like Marvel are envious.
Miguel question?
Yep. Oh, Michael!
You're stocked up on toilet paper.
Yes.
Yeah,
because of the copious amounts of shit that we speak.
We've got enough between us. We're definitely not stocked up. We have a 4-pack in there that we were lucky to get. But even before that, we had about like 4 rolls maybe in this household, which normally wouldn't last a lot. But yeah. I think what I've been doing is I've taken it upon myself to crap outside of the house. And I don't mean in the yard. I mean, in public spaces.
Well, someone did.
We still don't know who.
Okay.
Send it off to the lab.
No. If crap in restaurants, guys. It's actually, like, use their toilet paper. Save your own.
But try and use their
work. Use get their, paid for it.
Use their bathrooms if you're doing that. Thank you. Yeah. And I just did an inventory earlier today. We've got 8 rolls in our bathroom in Chris's, what, 4 in yours?
Don't tell 6, people!
6.
That's, no, yeah. That's nothing. Mate, we're still poor right as far as that's concerned as well.
Okay. During this time, Steve Wolfie says, any film recommendations to watch while you're...
Film recommendations. The entire library of the Marvel Cinematic Universe is available on Disney Plus. You can get your 7-day free trial right now, or $9.99 a month. It's a good one. And Frozen 2's on there now. So check that out. I still haven't watched it.
If you're bored though, a great podcast you can listen to is the Hashtag Actors Live podcast. You can go back and listen to every episode from season 1.
Catch up on season 1.
Here are our embarrassing stories.
Wolfie asked again, what if Aaron asked you to cut your hair, Chris?
Ooh.
Here's Aaron.
It would be a no. It would be a no. Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Aaron. You won't get to it. Hi, Aaron, if you're watching, but I'm not cutting my hair.
Or listening.
Steph listening. Asks, after years of hiatus of the podcast, when does episode 1 release?
this episode is releasing right now. Because you're listening to it live.
Look. Our live listeners, I can give you an exclusive. Once a week, these podcasts are coming out every Tuesday. So get ready for Hashtag Tuesdays.
Yep. Hashtag Tuesdays.
And those who are listening have already figured that out.
Even asked, can you guys do an a cappella rendition of Stand By Me? I don't even know the words that song.
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Hold on. How's it start? It's like...
I can do Take On Me.
Take me
on. That's not even the right word.
Blowing out the lights.
Three words.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Is it take me on, isn't it?
No.
Take me off?
What?
Stand by me, you dick.
Your hammer pulled you off.
Your hammer
Oh, I forget how it goes. But it's, yeah. So darling, darling, stand by me. Now. Stand by me. You know that song?
Jesse,
oh, darling,
it.
Stand.
Yeah, Chris and I can't really.
No.
Stand by me.
We just lost 8 viewers.
No, that's actually the infinity sign. There's infinity viewers. Right. They're all watching and listening.
No,
as
we've lost infinity then.
Thanos is behind us then. The stones have come into play.
Just another positive I just want to throw out there real quick before I forget as well. How cool is it that everyone in the world right now is actually
alive,
making an effort to wash their hands and sanitize and be clean?
Yeah.
Like, finally, it's taken us,
it took a fucking pandemic.
It took a pandemic for us to go, you know what? We should use that soap. Like, I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I've always used it. Like, I think you're the same. But
I'm just conscious. I wouldn't say I'm a germaphobe.
We had a friend with us recently who will not be named.
But you know who you are.
They say they only wash their hands sometimes when they go to the toilet. Like, I nearly hit the floor when I heard that. I was like, I don't want to be around them ever again. No, I do.
It's not related to the washing of the hands.
Wash your hands, though. I thought that was like a normal thing that people do. But I think now we're realizing a lot of people weren't doing it beforehand as well. It's good that now you're
awful.
Doing it. It sucks that it's taken you this long to do it, but god damn.
Did you know someone who's doing it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. On
the topic of washing hands and toilet paper, are you guys... Don't touch my face. I don't know where your hands are.
I was off frame for a reason.
on the topic of washing hands and toilet paper, do you guys... like, always use soap when you wash your hands?
100%.
Prior to 100%. This? Like, even if you're just doing it at number one, would you use soap?
100%.
Yeah. Really?
Do you not? What?
Not really, no.
What? What? What do you mean? You just use it with number two?
Yeah, traditionally, yeah.
The only time I've ever not used soap is if I'm out of soap. Or is if I'm somewhere and they don't have soap.
Right.
In which case, I just scrub extra hard.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? You don't use soap all the time?
Look, I mean, unless...
Now you do.
Now I do. Yeah, I've been using nothing but soap. I've even used water. My hands are just a bar of soap.
We washed our hands with vodka this afternoon.
We did.
You did?
Yeah.
Because there's no Dettol anywhere. So, go buy some vodka. And,
yeah, so...
Yeah, look,
it's going to work the same.
Really, and expensive. If you put enough in your hands, you can just have a quick sweep.
Mm.
Yeah, it's
good. You wash your hands first. But yeah, you don't use soap all the time.
No, like, okay, so if I'm just like, you know, having a chilled out day and like I haven't done anything like strenuous or whatever, like I'm not sweating or I'm not working hard. I'm barely touching anything down there anyway. So then I just wash my hands. Not just like a quick little wash. It's like a proper wash, but I just use water.
What about you?
Huh?
What about you? I'm scared to ask.
Oh, no, whatever. There's soap. If not, no.
So you just go, if there's soap there, you'll use it, but if not.
Yeah.
Mm. But whenever I go to public toilets, always.
It's just going to change.
Oh, yeah, public toilets, okay,
here's the real question.
Is it going to change?
Is this going to change now?
Look, yeah. I would say so. It's becoming, look, like, it's becoming force of
habit. Surely this is a sign for you to go, I should be more germ aware.
It's been, I guess it's going to become more a force of habit to use soap always.
I'm shocked. It's an exclusive. We just had an exclusive. We need the duck. Where's the duck?
Get the duck. There he is. He's going back to the canals of Italy. But
those of you who don't know what that is, that's our
exclusive. Whenever there's an exclusive here on the hashtag Actors Live podcast, whether it be someone's story or a confession or something along those lines, we have the exclusive duck. And he comes out, he lives under our couch, and we pull him out from underneath our couch. And we give him a quick little squeeze, and he lets out a couple of quacks, like, just like that, and then we pop him back under the couch.
I don't know if we're thinking about the same thing anymore. Talking about the same thing anymore. What do you pull that inside your... What?
No, that's under my bed. What do you pull out? What's different? What are you talking about? It's different.
That's the rooster. That's the cock. Right.
Yeah.
He pulls the cock out from under his bed.
That's the sound in your bedroom, I hear. Right?
Cool. Every night around the same time.
Yeah, that's funny. Weird. Wi-Fi's real slow and there's a rooster coming.
Yeah.
In all fairness, I do get suspicious when the Wi-Fi is slow. I'm like, what's going on in other rooms?
Especially when all three of us are out here.
The duck's watching.
What's going on with that blanket there?
That was the first part about that question. Second part is a toilet paper question. And it's a two-parter. Well, not two-parter. There's two different questions related to toilet paper. Folders or scrunches?
Scrunches.
My entire life, I was always a scruncher. Until recently, where... No, scrunching, I find, is better because you get more distance from your hand and the bum. There's less, you know what I mean? If you're folding, you can feel it through the paper, and it's like that and like that. I like having distance between my hands. I like clean hands. That's the point of all this. But clean with that said, hands. I have tried folding, because we had this conversation a while ago.
I've tried folding,
and I've tried folding since, and now I would say
50-50.
No, not 50-50. It's more like a 70-30, I would say.
It's very specific.
But there's I have a journal.
Your diary. You folded today. No, I might try.
No, what I'll do is I'll scrunch and fold on the same visit. You know what I mean? So, like...
What? Yeah. Do you fold it and then scrunch it up anyway?
Not the same piece of paper.
That's what we're running.
Like, what? Do you go one square fold, another square scrunch?
You might start with a scrunch and end up in a fold.
So, you know what I mean? It's a ball.
It depends on the stool coming out, you know, on the details of the stool. Sometimes you need a fold, sometimes you need a scrunch, sometimes you need both.
That's enough about Chris's defecating.
You started it. I didn't want to be talking about my poo. The last thing I wanted to be doing is talking about my poo on this podcast.
When you fold, use less squares, presumably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on how vigilant you are as a folder. Like how paranoid are you about Okay, so it's going to
what are
come
you?
Down.
You're a folder.
I'm a folder. It's going to come down to the ply. Like, if you have to resort to a public toilet and they have...
The ply.
So, if you go to a public toilet and they have, you know, -3 ply, then you're going to have to fold, like, exponentially more than if you're using a higher quality source of toilet
paper. Less than 3 ply.
I want that line to be a line in a movie. At the crux of a movie, when the hero has that realization, he says something, the ply. And the whole movie is fixed with him realizing it's all about the ply.
We can do it, boys.
You can't do it.
Hey, if you're out there listening,
we're actually writers as well.
Oh, not very good ones.
No, but we write. Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, look, to settle the argument, I'm also... Not argument, sorry. The question, I'm also a folder. But the other part was, when you put the toilet paper roll back on, are you guys, like, paper over or paper under? Because there's only one right answer to this question.
Paper sideways.
I know you're very against paper over.
Paper under. I'm very against paper under.
What do you mean? Wait, hang on, wait. I thought it was...
No, no.
Like, so if you go like this, and that's to you, that's...
Okay, so... To try and visually describe this to our listeners... So when you have your...
get a roll.
When you have the like the actual paper towel holder... It's a not paper towel, sorry. Toilet paper holder. And then you put the roll on.
Some people are using paper towels.
Mm.
Some people use paper... It's desperate times, mate. Some people are...
Is the flap...
Are you using tissues? Is the...
Yeah, Maha, if you're out there, get some toilet paper. Get some
toilet paper.
Because they can... They use
Kleenex.
Quit
it with the Kleenex. Yeah, quit it with the Kleenex.
That's for your nose.
So when you put the roller on, is the flap closer to you or away from you?
So the flap itself. So where the top of the roll itself is facing away from the wall.
Away from the wall.
Okay. Away from the wall.
But towards you.
Yeah, towards you. So when you pull it, like it rolls normally towards you.
Normally, but that's perspective.
No, it's not.
Actually, it rolls towards you.
Like, yeah. So like it rolls. So like if you've got over the top, over the top or underneath. Yeah, over the top is what you're saying.
That's right. So the roll thing sits over the top, like the flap sits over the top, and you pull it, and it rolls down this way.
This is our new gang sign. People don't realize. Toilet paper, boys!
Over or under?
Toilet paper, boys!
We're here to clean up some shit!
TPV, toilet paper, boys. We shouldn't say that too often. That's going to become a thing. People are going to call us the toilet paper, boys.
Because we're full of shit. yeah. So you're an under boy.
No, I'm a both kind of guy.
Both.
Like, you don't even care.
I could do over, I could do under, I could do sideways. If you put the toilet paper this way, even, I'll do it on a paper towel roll. I'll do it inside out.
You need to get your head examined.
You fucked in the head?
What about no holder? You know,
what about no paper?
No, I've done the no holder too. I've used my fingers.
Yeah, you did one of those things.
Put it on my fingers and I've done that.
Oh, yeah, cool, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I mean, if there's no toilet paper holder...
No, like, I've inserted my fingers in the tube, I mean.
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
You're the roller. You're the roller.
You're the paper towel.
Yeah, I'm the roller. I become the roller.
Let's not do this and this, okay? Let's just not do that. Let's not finger ourselves.
On camera.
Or the toilet paper holder. Yeah.
Yeah, right, very good. Do you guys have any of those sort of questions that you'd like to ask the rest of the group? Not specific to toilet paper, but, you know, are you a this one or that one?
Put your comments in. Are you guys, are you guys folders, scrunches? Are you over? Are you under?
Or do you
wash your hands with soap? Again, there's only one right answer to that, and it's yes. You filthy germs.
Filthy animals.
Fucking gerbils.
Gerbils. Guys, let's get it started, okay? Gerbils. It's now like a
gerbils is a thing.
What's the word I'm looking for? Not derogatory. It's like a... It's almost like an insult. That's what I'm looking for. An insult, you gerbil. No offense to gerbils out there.
No offense to gerbils, yeah. But if someone calls you a gerbil, that's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's bad.
Ooh, that's bad juju.
Bad yeah. Stephen ratted you out, Chris. He says, you did not wash your hands after you peed on Saturday night.
Bullshit, first of all. I washed my hands even more when I was there.
Even more?
Because we can't trust Victoria.
Steve and I had a chat in the bathroom, what he's referring to.
Oh, right.
If you check the CCTV, you will find I did wash my hands.
There won't be any CCTV in the bathrooms.
I always wash my hands. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, well, because it's not legally anyway.
An invasion of privacy.
Yeah.
Oh, you think?
Yes. My God.
No, yes, I always wash my hands and I always wash soap if there's soap available. Thought everyone else did too. But comment if you do or you don't. Either way, I hope now with the pandemic you do anyway. We all learn.
Look, yeah, I think most people are starting to do it, which is great. So
here we go.
General hygiene is kicking up.
All right, Stephen asks...
Yeah, the questions, mate. You're on it.
Stephen's all over it. A real question about toilet etiquette. Do you sit and wipe or stand and wipe? That's a good one. See, do you do a half squat? Maybe do a half squat.
Okay. And... If I can be completely honest, and I will.
No.
I had absolutely no idea that people were out there standing up and wiping themselves. Until a couple years ago, when we were talking about this on another podcast. You can check that out.
Ours?
Yeah, ours.
Yeah.
What other podcasts have you been on?
Oh, we did the other one. We did a few.
Oh, we've done a couple.
Yeah, okay. But anyway.
It was one of ours. Until Chris was saying that they were standing up wiping their ass. I couldn't believe it. I was like, is this a white person
thing?
Yeah,
no.
Who was wiping your ass standing up?
Me.
How did you see him?
My brothers.
No, we were talking about it on the podcast.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes. No. For most of my life.
Well, you stand up.
Yeah.
And wipe.
Yeah.
But by the time you stand up, your cheeks are closed.
Well, I know. Exactly. It's messier now. No, but you just have to get in there more.
There's more room for error.
Once I sat down and tried it, I realized I didn't have to get in there as far as I needed to get in.
Oh, so that's why you did it.
And I realized, wow, this is like 5 years ago now. I was, wow, this is a whole new world where I don't have to.
For 20 years, you've been
standing. For 20 years. It's probably less than that. But yeah, now. What? Are we not rolling?
No, Stephen said...
Oh, we're still rolling?
Stephen said, stand and wipe is the only way. Why would you sit and wipe with your hand 3 inches from the poop?
Well...
You said you're a stander? Is he a stander?
Stephen is a stander.
He's a stander wiper.
Trust me, from someone who was a stander for most of my life, buddy, sit down and try it. It's so much cleaner. It's so much easier to do. I can't believe I stood for
Chris years. Has seen the light. Chris has seen the light.
I was taught wrong. I must have been sick in school, if they taught us in school, or if my mum and dad did. I wasn't listening. I was probably thinking about my toys. So try sitting.
Yeah, that's fair.
Try sitting.
That's fair. Okay.
So
well, I guess while we're here, guys, what would be the name of your autobiography?
Shit stander.
Shit standing up.
Mine is Jarrah story. Mine is there's more than 5 ways to break a glass.
Because you are a klutz.
I am a klutz. For anyone who knows me knows I break anything and everything. Give me something unbreakable, I will break it.
But it's got quite a profound sort of undertone to it as well. Like it's kind of like, you know, there's more ways to skin a cat. There's more about about life than one way.
You'll be surprised the amount of ways I have found to break things. Even just the other night, I was in the kitchen. Jesse heard me. I was cleaning up, and I was like, oh no! And he's like, what? And I was like, oh, that's new. Because I found a new way to spill something that I'd never spilt something in that way before. So that was a first for me as well. I thought I'd run out of ways, but. There's more than 5 ways to break a glass. What's your guess? What a biography is.
What's yours, MJ?
I didn't do it. I'm innocent.
The story of the flat pack stacker.
I'm innocent.
The flat pack stacker. Flat? I can't say it.
Good God. The flat pack stacker.
Flat pack stacker.
Yeah. The flat pack stacker. That's a story for another day as to where that name
It's on another from. Podcast already.
Is it? It is. Yep. Actually,
Yep. The one that's going to come out on this season, actually.
Oh, with our podcast with our good friend KB.
Yeah,
shout out to you.
It'll be out soon, KB.
And mine is I'll be there in 10 minutes.
But you're never
always
is.
Late.
Yeah, because I'm always late.
If any of you were joining us from the start, you know we started this late.
10 minutes late.
10 minutes late.
That wasn't my fault.
That's what Snitsky said.
Someone decided to spill a glass of lemonade,
and that wasn't my fault.
It wasn't my fault. I was just following orders.
You can see me. Okay.
Just because you're behind me doesn't mean I can't see you. Sure, okay.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Well, look, I think with everything happening in the world at the moment, you know, I think we've talked a lot about some of the positives out there in the world tonight. Ultimately, I think it's just good to see people banding together, such a sense of community out there at the moment. Even just with like the elderly people in the shopping centres, that extra hour in the morning. Like, I feel like the majority of the world didn't care about old folks until now. You know what I mean? Now it's like a reminder of like, oh yeah, you know, take care of one another, you know? So I think that's another positive coming out of all this.
No, 100%.
Hopefully it's...
I don't know if you guys heard the conspiracy though.
I've heard a lot.
Yeah.
It's a great conspiracy podcast, actually, called Elvis Lives Podcast. Shout out to KB and Julie.
Yeah.
We love conspiracies.
Did you guys hear that? Like it was kind of planned sort of thing?
Like planted? Yeah, to cover up some stuff that was happening over in the Middle East. No. Where they're arresting people and shutting down the money system. Oh.
What are you talking about? Shut up, Chris.
Shut up, Chris. No, that's not what I heard. I
heard one where they're going to resettle the banks and stuff.
No.
It's like a cover up because right now apparently they're arresting thousands of people around the world and the banks are going to reset. I don't know if that's happening or not. That's just what I read.
No. What are you?
No, I've heard lots of conspiracies, but none of which I'm comfortable talking about here.
Illuminati.
Illuminati, okay, fair enough. Let's just leave it there.
I'll save my conspiracy theory conversations for when I'm finally asked to come on to Elvis Lou's podcast. I can see you watching, KB.
Hey, KB.
KB?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've actually had a comment come through which said...
How did... We get here,
and also, why am I not surprised?
Sarah, where you joined us, but you probably joined us at a very inopportune time.
Sarah,
talking about something wacko.
You're only watching now? Jeez.
Welcome, Sarah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for a lot. Yeah, if you've joined us at a weird time, you're probably going to have to go back and get like a... Start from the start. It's just cool, because you're going to have the whole story. Then, and what we talk about doesn't sound as weird, I guess.
It'll still sound probably as weird, at least in context.
So, just to recap on the story, positive stuff that's happened around this time, weird time. We talked about toilet paper, how we wipe or not wipe, wash our hands, and some, I don't know what other things we talked about.
Quite a lot, I've forgotten now. It's quite a lot.
Industry and stuff like that?
We've spoken about some things. Yeah. It's been good so far.
Yeah.
What's the last movie you guys saw in cinemas?
You wouldn't know.
No, I saw you have your alone date the other night.
Yeah, I took myself out on a date. For more of my anime fans out there, I watched a new My Hero Academia movie, and it was freaking amazing.
Macadamia.
Yeah. It was nuts, man.
Oh!
Hello!
Yeah. Ayo.
Yeah, speaking of academia, we were apparently at Macquarie University a couple of days because some of the classes they're doing it online now, like the lectures and stuff. So
yeah, sure.
In one of the lectures the other day, these two kids were giving each other hand jobs at the back of the lecture hall.
What?
And the lecturer noticed it and commented on it. But because the lecture's live streamed to like all these people at home as well, everyone's got recordings of it. So we listened to it today and the lecturer calling out these two people at the back of a lecture.
It's pretty funny.
For jerking each other off. It's pretty funny. See, again, this
so
is the
was,
cool
that,
shit
that
comes
was in
out
a live stream?
Is it a live stream?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, how'd you feel?
Is that on this one?
What's our audience doing?
Yeah.
Hey, you. Hey. I see you. Hey, call me. Yeah. Cool.
Yes, it is very cool. Look, lots of positive stuff is coming.
I think companies, obviously the toilet paper people, like Quilton and Sorbonne and whatever.
They're making a killing.
Yeah.
Making a killing. Dettol.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of companies, Coles and Woolies in general, farmers we were talking about.
Yeah.
Farmers are going to get so much.
It's really great for the farmers. You know, it's obviously not a good thing that's happening around the world right now, but it is really great that the farmers are getting, you know, a bit of a break in this post a rough time. You know, Australia's been hit with a lot of natural disasters over the course of the last few months, and it's good that these guys are going to be able to get ahead to some degree, you know. So
yeah, so there might be a rise in like streaming platforms as well, and nothing, you know, Netflix and
definitely. I saw a thing today that apparently lots of fans are rallying together, which we should probably get behind to release Black Widow on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah,
because the release date's been pushed back.
Yeah, Mulan as well.
Far
out. Disney Plus. Everyone's on Disney Plus now. Also, I reckon another thing on the rise you probably don't think of, condoms.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, not really sticking with the whole social distancing thing, but, you know.
No, I mean, like, if you're with your partner, you're self-isolating, you're just like, yeah, what do you do? Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I think there's also going to be a lot of people who come out of this as well, very horny. People who obviously can't touch people as well.
Yeah.
So we're probably going to, when this is all...
Let me touch something!
Yeah, yeah. Brothels might make a lot of money, who knows?
Yeah, yeah, you never know.
They're closed down too.
For now.
Oh, yeah. How did you know that? Yeah, yeah. That was quick.
Oh,
that was quick.
Jeez Louise.
Where you been today?
It's been a tough week.
Week? For you, it's like...
Anyway, we'll save that for our after hours podcast.
Yeah. Adult viewers only.
Yeah. But we'll have to wait till Chris goes to bed for that.
Yeah, yeah.
My innocent eyes.
And inside the bedroom, there's a.
Is that the duck?
It's the duck and the rooster. I think it's both of them. What's going on in there?
Yeah, very good. So you saw an anime. What did you see?
Last movie.
Yeah, what was the last thing you saw?
With you, probably. Last thing we saw.
I can't even remember what I saw.
Oh, no. We went to see the Mark Ruffalo movie.
Oh, that's right. The Hulk origin story. Yeah, Dark Waters.
Dark Waters. Yeah. Good movie. Again, another one for conspiracy theories, too. If you're into conspiracy theories, go watch that, because my mind was flooding with conspiracy
theories.
It's
a great movie. It's a really, really good movie. I highly, highly recommend that.
Mm. Yeah, that answers Stephen's question from earlier too, when he asked what movies we recommend. There's our recommendations. And The Gentleman, go see The Gentleman.
The Gentleman. Great movie.
Yeah, you probably can't go and see that. I think it's out of cinema. What's no cinema's open for you to go and watch it at the moment. But it's a really great film.
Isn't now the best time in history to stay in? Do you know what I mean? Of all the times, like, to stay indoors over the course of our history, now is, like, we have access to so much at such a click of a button. You know what I mean? Like, if now's the time for, like, a lockdown, it's like we have
the technology to support.
We have stuff to entertain ourselves. We have support. Yeah. We have the technology to FaceTime with people across the world, so we're still not isolated to the point where we go crazy.
It's true.
Also,
I miss people exponentially, you know? So,
sorry to spin this on a negative way, but I heard that China, after they did the whole isolation lockdown, they came out of it and there was a huge influx of divorce files.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, actually, that is a really sad thing, is that domestic violence is actually on the rise as a result of people having to self-isolate and things like that. Which is really sad.
Really sad.
Really sad. So that's definitely a non-happy thing.
Treat your spouses right, people.
Yeah, just be good people, people.
People?
It's not that hard. It really isn't. Just treat other people the way you'd like to be treated. It's plain and simple. Yeah. That's all it is. He likes to get a whaling.
Love it. Beat me. Like it rough.
I was going to say something. I can't remember what I was going to say now.
That's great. That's great for this platform.
Are we still being recorded? Is that what's going on?
There's no like four types of recording mediums at us right now.
We've been talking about a lot of positive stuff coming out of this. So hopefully it's entertained you guys. Hopefully, you know, it's made you think about some stories we've talked about that you haven't heard before. Some, you know, points that we bring up that maybe you might not have thought about. And then there's so much more. We've only just like skimmed the surface.
We did.
Really. So I guess another thing too, if you guys think of anything, or you guys have any stories about any positives, any cool things, like just little things that people are starting to realize now that have come out of this whole pandemic, let us know in the comments. We're going to go through all these comments the second we're done here. So
yeah, and have a bit of a little talk. Also, if there's anything that you like us to discuss in the coming episodes,
yeah, what do you guys want to see from us?
Let us know.
Feedback.
Drop us a line. Hashtag ActorsLife on the actual things itself on either Facebook or Instagram, or the hashtag HAL hashtag ActorsLife. Ask HAL. There you go. Official.
Hashtag ask HAL.
Hey, Hal.
Ask
Hal. How you doing, Hal?
Ask Hal. Yeah.
Okay, hashtag ask Hal for anything that you guys want us to talk about.
It's going
to
be like some other Hal in the world.
Yeah,
it's
probably. Like,
I'll wait for this.
And we're only going to take the good ones.
Standing up.
We'll take the good ones, yeah.
We're only going to take the good ones, so give us your best. Give us your best, internet. But on that note, we have well and truly run over what we decided that we're going to do, which is fine because this has been a great conversation.
It's always the way.
Absolutely. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow us for all the latest on everything that's going on.
We'll do this again.
New episode of season two up every Tuesday.
Yeah. So subscribe to the podcast. We're not going to be live all the time. So the best way to get to us is to actually find us on your podcast app on your phone, Apple Podcasts. If you got Samsungs, Androids, whatever you have the podcast app on there. Spotify. As well. You can find us on Spotify, you can find us on Wooshka, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us there. So just type in hashtag ActorsLife, that's spelt out hashtag. Also like our Instagram, follow our Instagram, like our Facebook, like our individual Facebooks.
Don't point at people, that's just rude.
It is rude.
No,
rude.
Is it? Don't do that.
I've always pointed. I've always been told. Such a wise thing.
My mum's always told me never point.
No, never point. It's a flat hand. It's a flat hand. It's non-threatening.
Thanks, Courtney.
I do that sometimes.
Thanks, Courtney. See, thank you, Courtney. There you go. You don't go. Thank you.
What'd you say? This is very entertaining. Ah, thank you. Thank you.
It's like one of those boy bands. Like, thank you.
This is the first podcast you've actually listened to, isn't it, Courtney?
That's a good thing for you.
Anyway, that's what we're talking
about. It's all right, let's go back. Rewind.
Go back and start from the start if you joined us halfway. Otherwise, the podcast will be up on the podcast, apps very soon.
And look out for future live recordings, because they are coming.
Yep, we will
do
more.
It just means our schedules don't line up all the best, so we won't be doing them all the time. But until the next episode of Hashtag Actors Life, thank you guys very much. This has been Jesse.
Marty.
This is Chris.
And make sure you hang back for our end credit scene. Mad love. Peace, internet. Hey guys, welcome to your end credit scene. Apologies, there is no big Thanos reveal, but we do have some very important information of the same level of importance. Make sure that you follow us on your podcast app in both... I don't know, go again. You. What's up, guys? Me again. Look, make sure... Oh, you guys, the fucking... I'm getting really subconscious about it.
You drink too much,
man. One sip. Hey, guys. Me again. Welcome to your end credit scene. Apologies, there's no big Thanos reveal. However, we do have some information that is just as important. Make sure that you follow us on the podcast app, both on Apple and on your Android device, along with Spotify and Wooshka. Other than that, make sure you follow us on our social medias as well. Hashtag Actors Life, BTW Productions, Chatterboat Comedy, and our personal ones as well. Jesse Dingo, Martin Reyes, and Chris Chatterboat. Otherwise, we'll be back again on Tuesday with a brand new Hashtag Actors Life. Hope you're enjoying season two so far. Stay safe. Mad love.